Praise the Lamb of God, this is D.K. Grooms with Rock Solid Truth, and I'm so glad that you have joined with us tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. I pray that everybody has been walking in the blessings of our Lord and our Savior, our King Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is the name of the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Welcome tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. If you don't have your Bibles, run and get them very quickly, so that each of us can, so you can read along the scriptures with me. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have been speaking to you, amen, about a spiritual battle that is taking place that very few of God's people really understand what is taking place. Amen. And I have been speaking out of Mark chapter 8, verse 33. Turn there, if you will, in your Bibles. Praise the Lamb of God. So let's get started with our lesson tonight. Praise the Lamb of God. Mark chapter 8, verse 33. When he turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man." Like I said, I have been bringing to you about a spiritual war that is taking place. And I do not believe that the average child of God really understands the intensity nor the influence that the war is having upon children of God. And because the majority of us do not recognize the intensity of the war that's taking place, we allow things to come into our lives. We allow Satan to have inroads into our lives that we would never allow if we were aware of the war that is taking place around us. Amen. I tell you that we are blinded by his maneuvers at times. We are not aware of his devices. We are not perceptive or sensitive to the small, still voice of the Lord. We allow Satan to have access into our lives as we unknowingly help him bring death into our lives. Now, somebody's going to say, what in the world is he talking about? I'm talking about the war that is taking place that very few of us really understand what's going on. And in this war, we are not sensitive to the small, still voice of the Lord. We go about our daily lives. We go about our careers. We go about our marriages. We go about our jobs. We go about our everyday normal life, never understanding the inroads that Satan has in our lives that are bringing literal death to us. There's a war that's taking place. And the war is over you and above you every minute of the day for control and dominance in your life. You need to understand the significance of what I'm telling you. God is trying to have dominance. God is trying to have control that so that his blessings can be released in your life, so that he can bring about the purpose in your life that he has appropriated for you. Satan, on the other hand, is trying to snare you, trying to bring you to the place where you're embittered, you're resentful, where you're overwhelmed, where you're angry, where you're depressed, where you're dealing in unforgiveness, disobedience, ungodliness, where you're offended, angry, depressed. You see, every time that we yield to that temptation, a spiritual dynamic takes place. What do you mean, preacher? Look at Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Romans chapter 6, verse 16. Know ye not? In other words, the scripture is saying, don't you know? You should already know this. Don't you realize that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. This is what most people do not understand. Every time that you act out the expression of your thoughts. I'll say that again. Every time you act out the expression of your thoughts, You are either obeying God to bring forth righteousness into your life, or you're obeying the devil to bring forth death into your life. Every time. You see, if people understood these things, they would never allow these things to take place in their life. If they understood that every action, every word is either bringing righteousness into their life or death into their life, they would be very, very careful to make sure that they do not harvest what they're going to reap. They would be very careful that the actions in their life is not going to be reaping death. Hallelujah. They would put a stop. They would start putting a check on their mouth. They would start putting a check on their actions. You know, take depression, for example. Multitudes of God's people deal with depression every year. They battle depression every day, sometimes every day of their life. How many times have I heard in my ministry, how many times have I heard someone say, well, you know, I'm bipolar. You know, I'm sorry for what I said. This is just the way that I am. Yeah, you know, Pastor, when this condition rises up, I just can't help it. It's just the way that I am. Why do we embrace the workings of darkness? Why do we do that? Why do we accept and allow the seeds of death to find an incubator in which to grow and to bring forth a harvest which is an overwhelming bunch of darkness? Where is that incubator at that I'm talking about that allows the seeds of death to be nurtured? Where is that incubator that allows the seeds of death to continue to grow and bring forth its harvest? What is that incubator? Hear me now. Hear me. It's your emotions. It is your emotions. Look at James chapter 1 verse 15. James chapter 1 verse 15. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Every time that you have a negative emotion and you follow it through, every time that you have anger and fear and depression and lust, every time you're offended and follow it through, every time you have a negative emotion, your emotions are conceiving something. Your emotions are conceiving something every time you have a negative emotion and you follow it through. You see, no one wants to birth suicide. No one wants to birth rage. No one wants to birth a broken marriage. No one wants to birth strife. No one wants to birth complications in health. No one wants to birth jealousy. But when you allow these negative emotions to flow through you, it's going to bring a conception in you. What a powerful word. It's going to bring a conception in you. If you allow all these negative emotions to have a place inside of you, to be birthed by you, that's a bad thing, because that's the harvest you're going to reap. And you know what's really sad about the flesh? Is that the flesh will protect the seed, just like a mother will protect a child. The flesh will protect the seed. The flesh is the mother of these seedlings. These young things, these young seeds, are going to be birthed. And your flesh will justify them, defend them. Your flesh will come to their defense. Your flesh will protect them so that life can be brought forth and a harvest shall come unto you. What a powerful word. What a powerful word. All of these births are a result of a spiritual war that is taking place that many of God's children don't realize is taking place. And the reason that this is so important, the reason that this battle is so intense, is because every opportunity is an opportunity for righteousness, or it's an opportunity for darkness. What I'm telling you, what I'm bringing to you, is really the results of a war. Whether you become a winner of the war or you become a loser of the war. It's about a harvest that is going to bring forth good things, or it's a harvest that's going to bring forth bad things. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober. We're not talking about a drinking problem here. It says, be sober, be watchful, be diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Satan is going about seeking whom he may devour. Here's the reality. He can't devour everybody. If he could devour everybody, then that would speak volumes, because that would mean that he's in control and he's not in control. And he cannot devour everybody. He's going about seeking whom he may devour. Who is it that he wants to devour? The child of God, of course. Those that love the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are obedient unto the Lord Jesus Christ, those that do not understand the power of words, those that do not understand the power of emotions. He's looking to see, he's seeking whom he may devour. Those that he devours are those that he can devour, because they have given access and the right to be devoured. Well, that's a powerful word. Those that he devours are those that he can devour, because they have given him access and the right to be devoured. That's why he's seeking. That's why he's looking. Because all cannot be devoured. He just can't come on you and devour you. It's your actions, your emotions, your words that gives him inroads into your life that sets up the devouring. You see, the purpose of Satan as a roaring lion is threefold. I'll say that again. The purpose of Satan as a roaring lion is threefold: to steal, to kill, and destroy. That's what John 10:10 says. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. If he was free to do what he will, then there would be no hope for any one of us in the world. But he's not free to do what he wants. He's not free to do what he wants to do with you. He's only free to partner with you if you allow him to partner with you. If you will give him access and allow him to devour you. And you know, here's what's important, is that he devours you and multitudes of people don't even know they're being devoured. Down the road, they'll say, you know, this situation led me away from the Lord, or this thing led me away from the Lord, or this choice that I made led me away from the Lord. And most of the time, that most of God's people don't even know they're being devoured, which means being led away from the Lord. They don't even know they're being devoured. You see, Jesus says in John 10:10, he says, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Life has to be nurtured. Life has to be fed. Jesus is trying to release life into you, and he's trying to release it more abundantly. Satan is trying to steal, kill, and destroy everything that God has given to you. Now, understand this. They both are able and willing to manifest that which they have come to do in your life. I need to say that again. They both, God and Satan, are able and willing to manifest that which they have come to do in your life. But the determining factor is you. The determining factor is you. If you don't recognize the intensity of this battle that I'm speaking to you about, if you don't recognize the intensity and the outcome of the battle being dependent upon you, if you don't get that, you're going to be deceived and led astray. If you would recognize that, then you would fight a different war than what you're fighting. If you would recognize what I am telling you about this war, you would fight a different war than what you're fighting. You would choose different words to speak. You would choose different or make different decisions than what you're making. Oh, here's a good one. You'd change your attitude. You would change your attitude. You would change your thinking. You would empower God to release his life into you instead of empowering Satan to release his life in you. Powerful word. And I speak it to you in love. I don't speak it to you in harshness or in a scolding way. I speak it to you in love because I want you to get the intensity of this battle that is taking place in your life, in my life, in everybody's life, because I want you to get it because I don't want you overwhelmed or overcome. I want you to walk in the power and in the blessings of an almighty and risen Savior. Hallelujah. Let me tell you the mentality of Satan. Let me tell you what he's like. He's like a straw. What'd you say, preacher? I said he's like a straw. You know, a straw that you put in a Coke or a drink. He's like a straw. His position and his desire is to suck everything out of you and then discard the empty container. I'll say it again. His position and his desire is to suck everything out of you and then discard the empty container. This is what happens to people who commit suicide. They've been sucked dry. They give up. They call it quits. Many of God's people have come to the end of hope, where they have nothing to live for. I know people that do not love life, born again children of God who do not love life. You see, Satan's whole position and desire is to suck you dry. And the reason that you're going to be sucked dry is because of choices, decisions that you've made that have allowed Satan to become the straw in your life. What a powerful word. Let me deal with this for a moment because this is huge. Look at James 3:16. James chapter 3 verse 16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. Now, I want you to grasp something here. I want you to see something that very few people understand. And that is this. Strife is an open door for Satan to bring forth every evil work. Anywhere there's strife, anywhere there is strife, it's an open door for Satan to bring forth every evil work. And this is something that affects every one of us. And yet very few of us have set our minds and have set our hearts to stop this vehicle, strife, from becoming a part of our lives and becoming a part of our family's lives. Every evil work is what the Word of God says that Satan can bring forth in our lives because of two things, envying and strife. You know, I look at that word strife and I hear so much about strife. It's a word that the world says that we must learn to deal with and live with. I'll say that again. Strife, a word that the world says that we have to learn to live with and deal with. Strife in our marriage. Strife in divorce. Strife in the home place. Strife in our workplace. Strife in our family. Strife in our church. Oh, there's a good one. Strife in our church. Oh, how many churches have I walked into, amen, that the strife is like a heavy curtain hanging? Strife brings forth every evil work. What does strife affect? Health issues, confusion issues, deliverance issues, condemnation issues, low self-esteem issues, death issues, issues that come forth out of strife. And they can affect and bring forth every evil work in which Satan has an inroad into our life. It's no wonder that Satan affects the lives of millions. And you know the problem is? We perish because of a lack of knowledge. How many children are affected? How many adults are affected? How many babies are affected because of strife? And if we will look at situations and if we will ask ourselves questions such as, if it's really God's will to heal, and if it's really God's will to heal everyone, then why are people not being healed? Why are people dying from these things that we want them healed of? I'll tell you why. Because of strife and every evil work. And where strife and every evil work is present, everything that is evil can and will happen unless authority is taken to eliminate that strife where he has access. You have the authority to eliminate it. You see, ask yourself a question. Do you think that strife is just a normal way of life? I tell you, it is not. Do you think that strife is just something that we need to tolerate? Tolerate in your life and tolerate in your home and tolerate in your church and tolerate in your marriage and tolerate with your children? It's that kind of ignorance that allows the deceiver to do whatever he wants to do. And when he wants to do whatever he wants to do, it's because we have not realized and taken authority over the things that need to be destroyed in our lives. Because there's a battle that's going on. And the battle is for control of our lives and control of our families. But God is not the author of confusion. And that's what strife brings. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Peace. Jesus says, my peace I give unto you. My peace I give to you. Not confusion. Amen. He's given us the power of love and a sound mind and righteousness and holiness. Satan is the author of confusion. Satan is the author of strife. When you fling open the door to Satan, do not be surprised when sickness comes. Do not be surprised when condemnation comes. Do not be surprised when bondage comes and tragedies come, and even for death to come. Don't be surprised when you fling open the door of strife, because it brings forth every evil work. Don't be surprised where strife and confusion and envying is, because and then you see every evil work. Don't be surprised. The Word of God is telling you that. There's a war that's going on, beloved, and it's not a game. It's not a game where it doesn't matter if you lose or not. I tell you, the losses will affect you, your family, your church, your children, your finances, your marriage, your relationships, and the list goes on and on and on and on. You cannot afford the luxury of open doors that lead to death. You cannot afford strife to come into your home. You cannot afford to indulge in it, accept it, or be willing to tolerate it. It needs to be held on a tight leash with a muzzle on it. Every time strife is present, every time, it's the open door to bring about every evil work in your life. This is one of the huge open doors that Satan has. And that's why I bring it to you, so that you have understanding and that you have revelation, so you can shut the door on Satan himself. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm so glad that you have joined with us tonight. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. It has been good to see each and every one of you. Praise the Lamb of God. I know that many are going to be watching this throughout the week, and I pray that the words that have been spoken here shall find a place of planting, amen, so that the door of Satan can be shut in many of God's people's lives, amen. Amen. Thank you for joining with us tonight, amen, on the Rock Solid Truth broadcast, amen. God loves you. I love you. Amen. Keep walking in faith. Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Go with God, and he shall surely go with you.